It is 4:16 and time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, since this weekend is St. Patrick's Day,
yes,
I thought I would do something related to that.
Okay.
And if you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend, you will most likely be consuming at least one, probably more, pints of Guinness. Yes.
Yes.
A survey on Wallet Hub showed that 13 million pints of Guinness will be consumed worldwide on St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
13 million pints worldwide.
Yes. That's a lot of pints.
It's a lot, yeah. So Arthur Guinness started brewing ales in 1759 at the St. James Gate Brewery in Dublin. On December 31st, 1759, he signed a 9,000-year lease.
Hey,
he was committed.
Did it lock him into the price? Price never goes up.
Yeah, I think so.
And that was in 1759.
But he ended up, because they expanded and they ended up buying the land, so it was no.
Okay,
but 9,000 years. He was in it for the long haul.
What a contract that is. That's amazing.
10 years later, he first exported his ale, shipping 6.5 barrels to Great Britain. So the Guinness Harp was one of the very first trademarks in the UK. The harp, along with Arthur Guinness's signature, made its first appearance on a Guinness beer label in 1862 and was officially registered in the trademark office in 1876. The harp is a nod to the beer's Irish roots. It faces right instead of left so that it can be distinguished from the Irish coat of arms.
Yeah, don't want that mixed up.
So Guinness was one of the first companies to offer employee benefits. In 1928, employees were entitled to on-site medical and dental care and 2 free pints after every shift.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Now you're talking.
Good.
Yes.
Guinness also consistently paid its employees 20% more than other brewers and gave them full pensions.
Oh.
Way back then in the 1920s.
Wowza.
Yeah. Arguably its biggest change to date, in 1959, Guinness began using nitrogen, which changed the fundamental texture and flavor of the Guinness of the past, as the nitrogen bubbles were much smaller, giving it a creamier and smoother consistency than it has today.
Right.
Although Guinness may appear to be black in color, it is officially a very dark shade of ruby.
Ruby. Oh, you know, sometimes it's certain. Yeah, you can kind of see that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe if you like
hold
it up to the light, you can kind of tell. But it does look black. Yeah.
All right.
The perfect pint of draft Guinness is the product of a double pour, which, according to the company, should take exactly 119.53 seconds. So almost 2 minutes for the perfect Guinness draft.
Well, you got to plan ahead.
That's right. And there are 6 official steps to pouring a pint of Guinness, including waiting nearly 2 minutes for the beer to settle between the first and second pour.
Okay.
Yeah. The brewer currently recommends that draft Guinness should be served at 42.8 degrees Fahrenheit, while extra cold Guinness should be served at 38.6 degrees.
That's extra cold.
Yes.
Right.
Studies claim that Guinness can be beneficial to the heart.
Mm. Guinness
good
for health, for strength. Guinness for strength. There's shirts with that on.
Yeah, researchers found that antioxidant compounds in the Guinness, similar to those found in certain fruits and vegetables, are responsible for the health benefits because they slow down the deposit of harmful cholesterol on artery walls.
Oh,
so
look at this.
There you
go. My doctor never mentioned this at all.
Despite its reputation,
cholesterol, you say?
Yeah, harmful cholesterol.
Well, he never mentioned that when
I know, right?
When he prescribed me pills.
So despite its reputation as a meal in a glass, Guinness only contains 125 calories per pint, which is slightly less than skim milk, orange juice, and most other non-light beers. So it's really not as heavy as you might think.
Okay, very interesting, yeah.
Guinness has a significant share of the African beer market, which surprises
me. Really? Okay.
It's been sold there since 1827, and about 40% of worldwide total Guinness volume is brewed and sold in Africa. 40%.
My gosh.
Yeah. Who knew? Like, that's crazy.
That's massive.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
A huge part of their success in Africa comes from an advertising campaign they did there, which featured a superhero named Michael Power, who gets all of his strength from drinking
Guinness. Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Sounds legit.
So Guinness is one of the most successful beer brands worldwide, brewed in almost 50 countries and available in over 120. The UK Great Britain is the only sovereign state to consume more Guinness than Ireland.
Really?
Yes. Well,
it's so much bigger.
Right. The third largest Guinness drinking nation is Nigeria.
Okay, well, all right.
Followed by the USA. So we're fourth in the world.
All right, top five.
And every day, 10 million glasses of Guinness are consumed around the world.
But not slowly poured because there wouldn't be enough time.
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Guinness, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play an Irish song.
Yes.
We're going to play The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers.
I love it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.